I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
D-Mace, Vingan and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Adam Vingan, and David Janes here with you. Derek Mason getting a well-deserved hour off because starting at 6 o'clock, Derek Mason will be on the draft night coverage with Chase McCabe and Big Joe Dubin. So Derek Mason chilling outside here at T-Line 106 Duluth Avenue in West Nashville. Chase McCabe in the building. He's chatting with Derek Mason outside. We will be joined.
Show prep indeed.
We will be joined by Sportsnet NHL insider Elliot Freeman here momentarily. But from our lips to God's ears, Willie Donick, as soon as we went to break, Adam Schefter and others reported that George Pickens is signing his franchise tag. And once he does, he can be traded. So George Pickens on the table.
What do you read into that? Do you think that makes it more likely that you'll hear his name a bunch tonight?
I think we will. I think George Pickens will
AJ Brown too?
AJ Brown sounds like it's going to be more of a post-draft thing from everything that I've read. But George Pickens could be on the move. He has signed his franchise tag, which means he can now
Would you rather have Pickens or would you rather have 12 and 20?
Ooh. That's a good question.
Or is it possible you could get Pickens and other things from the Cowboys if you are moving up to four?
Hold that thought. That's a good question. Let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Sportsnet NHL insider extraordinaire Elliot Freeman. He is presented by Old National Bank as well as Green Ventures Landscaping. Hi, Elliot. How are you?
I'm good, Adam. You don't want to answer Willie's question? Like, the listeners might want to know.
Okay, what was the question again, Willie?
Well, would you rather have 12 and 20, or would you rather have Pickens? Or do you think you could get Pickens and other picks and not just a straight swap for number four? I think I would want more than just Pickens for the fourth pick.
I think I would want one of those first-round picks as
See,
well.
That's the question. Could you get one of them?
That's
you get
a good
20?
Question.
Pickens
at
20?
These are
the
all
questions.
The questions. But thank goodness,
Elliot, it'll be all over tonight. We can stop speculating.
I love the NFL draft. It's one of my favorite nights on the calendar. I really enjoy it. I have our producer, Dom, of our podcast, is a big Jets fan. And I always send him that video every year of the Jets draft screw-ups. I love doing it.
We'll see if that happens at number two tonight for the New York Jets. But let's get to the Predators. And, of course, let's start where we have been starting, Elliot, the Predators GM search. What is the latest you're hearing on that search?
So Tom Fitzgerald interviewed earlier this week. He was there in person. And I think he had his meeting or meetings with the Predators. And I'm under the impression that they are looking right now between about four or five people. And I don't know if they're going to do another round of interviews or they're going to make a decision. But I think it's a group of about 4/5. And Fitzgerald's one. I still think Brett Peterson is one. I still think Bill Scott is one. And then there might be one or two more. I'm trying to nail it all down. But that's where I heard they are. They've got a group of about four or five, and they're kind of making some decisions there.
Elliot, would you describe this GM search as the slowest or most methodical among the teams that are or were in search of a new GM? New Jersey has already made a hire. You reported that Toronto has narrowed its search. Vancouver is also seeking a new GM. So how would you describe the pace of the Predator search compared to the others?
I don't have a problem with it. To me, Adam, at the end of the day, only one thing matters. Do you get the right person? Do you feel that you get a person who makes a positive difference and sets a good direction for the Nashville Predators in the future? If you have to wait a little bit longer to do it, I don't have an issue with that at all. I think this. We talked last week about the Sabin arrival. So apparently I asked more about it. You know, sometimes I got to tell you, Adam, like my buddies say to me, you are one of the most clueless individuals to watch the planet. And I say, what do you guys mean? And they say, you say things and you have no idea what you're causing by saying things. And I didn't realize, like someone sent me an article, I guess Alex Doherty wrote an article about my Sabin comments. And they're like, you have no idea what you are doing by saying these kinds of things. So I was like, okay, I better look into it a bit more. So I understand that Sabin has been in some of these meetings, I think mostly with Bill Haslam. I think they've kind of done a couple of them together. And I think his opinion really matters. And part of the reason I think it takes time is because you guys went through a bigger list and then you cut it and then you cut it some more. And then you wanted, nobody was getting a chance at this job without meeting Sabin and Haslam. And you guys are going through that. And I don't have a problem with that. It sounds to me like even though it's a long process, it's a process that makes sense. Now, Adam, I think something else, and we're seeing it in Toronto, and we're seeing it in Vancouver, we're going through a phase in the NHL right now of we're not hiring the same old, same old. So if we're not hiring the same old, we've got to be hiring new. And there's a lot of people here that are getting interviewed in some of these jobs that have never really had a chance at these jobs before. And we've talked about this too. There's the issue of siloing, that some of these teams, they tell their AGMs, you're responsible for this, but not this, this, and this. And I do think that's been a factor in your search. Like some of the people they've met, they do one or two things very well, but they don't do everything very well. And I think that's been an issue. I think you guys have looked at this and said, hey, wait a second here. Are these candidates well-rounded enough? And I don't have a single – these hires are too important, Adam. If Nashville's taking their time, then I don't – I think that's right. The difference in New Jersey was they knew Sonny Mehta. He was there before. They targeted him. They wanted him. He was a known quantity to them. If they didn't know that, I think they'd still be going through their search.
Elliot, I know you're a busy man at this time of the year. So many fabulous games in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So I'm not sure if you saw the comments from the Predators end-of-season news conferences the other day.
Yes.
But the one that made the rounds the most in Nashville came from Steven Stamkos. And he said, quote, the message was the expectation is still to be a competitive team and to push for the playoffs. I don't anticipate any huge changes. We've talked about is there going to be a rebuild or this or that. It's safe to say that's not going to be the case, end quote. And I put on my conspiratorial glasses when I heard that, and I thought to myself, one, who told him this? Is it Barry Trotz who's on his way out? Was it Bill Haslam through Barry Trotz? I looked like Charlie Day in that meme from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia as I discussed all of these potential. Yeah, indeed. Let me ask you this question, Elliot, because this is something that we talked about the other day. Do you think the Predators are seeking a GM whose intention is not to rebuild? Are GMs who are coming in and perhaps saying maybe the best course of action would be to take that intentional step back? Are those GM candidates either being disqualified or put lower on the list? Are the Predators looking for a GM who is telling them what they want to hear, basically, is what I'm asking?
No, you know what? Honestly, I think the biggest factor, and I really do believe this, is that the Predators want to find someone who's a bit fresh. Like, not somebody who's been around, like, a long time as an executive. And I think all the teams are doing this, right? They like, there's a whole, like, I just kind of talked about it a bit. There seems to be a thing in the NHL right now. We're not hiring the same people. We want to find someone new. And I think the reason, like, Tom Fitzgerald, he's had one job. It's not like he's been around 1,000 years as an executive. But I think one of the reasons Fitzgerald came into the process is because they looked at some of the newer guys and said, some of these guys don't have enough experience yet. So I don't think it's about, I don't think it's about rebuild or tear down right now for you guys. I think it's more about, can we find someone who's got fresh ideas, won't attack things the same way that maybe we've always done it in the past, but still has some experience in the position already. I think that's more important to you guys than rebuild or tear down. It's, are there other ways of doing business that can be successful that have not been part of the Predators organization before?
Okay, Elliot, let's try the question a little bit differently. Did it surprise you at all that there was so much conviction, not just from Stamkos, but it really was a theme of all of the players, plus Barry Trotz and Andrew Brunette? They all said basically the same thing that Adam just quoted from Steven Stamkos.
Yep.
You know, without knowing who the GM is going to be, did that surprise you that there was such a laid out plan before you know who the next GM is?
Yes, it did a bit. I'm still doing my work into it, I'll be honest. I'm trying to find out exactly. Like, one of the real challenges is that the Predators really aren't talking right now, as you guys know, until they get the new GM hired. So there is a bit of a challenge with that. But the thing is, like, if you would have asked me this 40 or 45 games into the season, I would have said I was extremely surprised. But you know what happened after that, right? They made a charge and almost made it. And when you get there, it's, you know, it's you'd rather be in a position where you think you can make the playoffs rather than not make the playoffs. 40 games into the season, you guys didn't think you were making the playoffs. 82 games into the season, you almost got there. So what it says to me is that what you guys saw in the back half of the season, your ownership wants that rather than the alternative.
Do you think that whoever they hire will have some leeway to hire support pieces to go along with your theory of you really need people around you that excel in certain areas, whether it be analytics or contracts, et cetera, where you're delegating? Do you think this person will be able to bring two or three people in? What are you hearing along those lines?
Well, I'll tell you this. I did have one candidate who told me that they were left with the distinct impression. It's somebody who's no longer a candidate for the job, I believe. I did have one person who told me that he was under the impression that if the Predators were going to be spending lots of money, it would be on several people or different resources as opposed to one individual person. So I think that's a yes.
You know, one name in particular I thought of, and I think it's been reported out there. I'm sure you've had your thoughts on this, but it's really intriguing because he lives in Nashville. But Ryan Getzlaf, those battles between the Ducks and the Predators, man, they were vicious. They were unbelievable, yeah, as you know. And so thinking about him in the front office is really interesting. But he's the type of outside personality that might be a really fresh perspective in there. What do you hear about him?
Well, I'll tell you this. Like, so Kevin Bieksa, who we all know loses fights in Nashville, I will never let him think he won that. But Kevin Bieksa is really tight with Ryan Getzlaf. They're very good friends, and they played together in Anaheim. I've dealt with Getzlaf over the years. I don't know him obviously, as well as Kevin does. Kevin has told me that Getzlaf would like to get involved. He would like to be more involved. He's working with the league right now. I think he'd like to work with the team. He does not fit what Nashville is looking at in a general manager right now. They want someone who is has either been an NHL GM or an AHL GM, someone who has spent time being involved really intimately in the running of a team. Ryan does not qualify for that, but I think he would like to learn. I think he would like to be part of a front office. I think he would eventually like to be a GM. So I could see the possibility where he potentially joins a team like Nashville in the front office and learns the role. I think he's really smart. I think he can help. I think he would be a good hire for a team.
All right, let's switch gears and go on the ice for a second here. What's the most intriguing series to you so far? There's a lot of tough choices here to pick one, but because I find there the other night there were four games going on at the same time, and I was losing my mind going, which channel do I watch? How do I flip to all these games? So what's the one that's jumping out to you?
Well, I got to tell you, like that one between Minnesota and Dallas, it's like felony murder out there. It's crazy. Like, what a series. I mean, that is, like, you know, sometimes we forget you can't play the playoffs like you play the regular season. You can't play 82 games like that. But once the playoffs starts, these guys will do things to each other they won't do in the regular season. They play hard. They will run through walls. They will carve their best friends. Like, the playoffs are incredible, but that Minnesota-Dallas series, it's on a whole other level. I can't believe what Philly's done to Pittsburgh. I'm shocked it's 3-0 there, but every game is incredible. It's just incredible hockey.
Elliot, I do want to ask you one more question. Let's stick with that Philadelphia-Pittsburgh series for a moment. I said this the other day. The Predators had better have been right about Brady Martin, because the player drafted directly behind Brady Martin, Porter Martone, is absolutely killing it for the Philadelphia Flyers. He did it in the regular season, in the lead-up to the playoffs, and he's been fabulous in the playoffs so far. He seems like a player who was engineered in a lab to be a member of the Philadelphia Flyers. Why has Martone been able to come out like that so quickly to start his NHL career?
First of all, Adam, I saw your tweet, and I thank you for giving me material. It's too soon to give up on Brady Martin. Like, he's 18, 19
of course,
years
of
old.
Of course, it was tongue-in-cheek.
You've got a good player there. I just think that it's very interesting. First of all, he's a talented kid. That's number one. At the end of the day, that's it. But number two, he went to school this year at Michigan State, and there's a big battle now. What is better, the Canadian junior path or the NCAA path? The NCAA guys are pointing at Martone as example of one as why they back themselves, because he plays on weekends and he works out during the week. And the Flyers guys will tell you, like, they knew he was going to fill out. They knew he was going to be a big, strong kid. But the difference between where he was a year ago and where he is now, he has begun the process of going from boy to man. He's a really talented player. He's got attitude, swagger. Derek, he'd fit into an NFL locker room really well, where there's no room for the timid. But the bottom line is his body's come a long way in a year, and he's stronger. And he'll have his challenges, and he'll have his down moments, but he was more ready for this than he was a year ago.
Elliot Freeman, Sportsnet NHL Insider, has been our guest on DMA's Vingan and Donick. He joins us every Thursday during hockey season, and he is presented by Old National Bank and Green Ventures Landscaping. Elliot, as always, a pleasure. Enjoy the games tonight. Maybe you'll see some of the NFL draft, but either way, enjoy it all.
Good luck to the Titans. Speak to you guys later.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.